Warwick Hadfield joined us now. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
We're going to be joined by our racing panel, Max Presnell and Helen Thomas, in a moment talk about the Melbourne Cup field. But just, you've got a bit of a story about a roughie, an outsider who you think could rock racing royalty this afternoon.
Well, he could, Fran. Look, he's got to be the xenophobe's choice. He's the only horse in the race actually born and bred in Australia. And if you're into the fabled omen bet, well, here's a real reading of the Roman entrails for you. The Roman statesman after whom Sertorius was named used an equine example to explain to his followers how greater forces can be defeated. Horses' tails can be picked out hair by hair, but not pulled out all at once. That's how Sertorian got his soldiers to fight better. There's other stuff going around for Sertorius as well. You know, this is probably why he's dropped down from 300 to 1 to 100 to 1, Fran. He's only carrying 52 kilos, but he has got form over 3,200 metres. Third in the Sydney Cup, beating home who shot the barman, who, as we know, has since run a place in the Melbourne Cup. And trainer Jamie Edwards is telling anyone who'll listen that he's been training this horse for the distance, so don't take into account previous spring form. And look, Fran, there's one Melbourne Cup winner, Maccabi Diva, living just down the road from me. Why not two?
Okay, and you've got some... What's your pick then? Is it Sertorius for the big race?
Look, yeah, you might go for Sertorius for a place. But look, the jockeys were out and about yesterday. I don't know if they passed it on to the horse, but they were telling me and anyone else at their media conference that Fame Game will be hard to beat. And I am hearing those whispers growing into something else about our Ivanhoe, Fran.
Our Ivanhoe. Okay, thanks. And Warwick, thoroughbreds and betting are in the news in cricket as well.
Yeah, Mark Craig described the two New Zealand fast bowlers, Tim Southee and Trent Boulder, thoroughbreds yesterday. But there's another story. He was out probably trying to get a headline or two on Melbourne Cup Day. There's a headline in coming for cricket as the sport's bedevilled by illegal betting issues. And now is one of cricket's own making arising from that abandoned warm-up game between the tourists and Cricket Australia. Cricket Australia is in bed with the betting agencies and also these desperate and dateless folk who bet on anything. They had a lot of money on this game, even though it was essentially just a practice game. The betting agencies are reluctant to pay out because of the way it ended, the pitch unfit to play, the New Zealanders declaring it none for none. But apparently those punters are clamouring for their money. So Cricket Australia's got a real challenge on its hands in this one, Fran.
And just very briefly in soccer, Melbourne Victory returned to form against the anything but rising Phoenix last night.
Well, Wellington Phoenix future in the A-League's in some doubt, and but a 3-0 loss to Melbourne Victory last night won't have made that any rosier either, Fran. Bessett Berisha scoring goals on either side of half time, and that means that Melbourne Victory are now in fourth place ahead of the Wellington Phoenix on the A-League ladder.
Warwick, good on you. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.